What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, bassholes? It's Doug Bass. Welcome to I'm a Basshole, the podcast. Thanks for joining us here. Make sure you subscribe to the show on the YouTube channel. You get the full video experience there on the YouTube channel. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's where you can see everyone in the studio on the show. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast fix. Subscribe to the podcast. Review, rate, share with your friends. Don't be a basshole. Just do it. It helps us out. We got a great show today. Our guest is actress Carly Reeves. We also have Rob DeRocha in the studio, and CJ Aviles is joining us as well. It's been a while since he's been here. Let's get into it. Today's guest, Carly Reeves. What's up, guys? How's everyone doing?
Good.
Yeah, welcome to the Bass Hole podcast, Carly.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'm excited that you're here. So yeah, this is legit. Yeah, well, it's legit now that you're here. The show's been okay until you've arrived.
Yeah, you're the biggest celebrity now.
You're the biggest celebrity we've had. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I a celebrity? Isn't a celebrity when people recognize you?
Well, I think everyone recognizes you now since you've been on the Carly Reeves is an actress. You've been working a long time, and you've just recently been on the reality show Claim to Fame, which is on ABC, right? Is
ABC? That correct?
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't really know about this show until until you kind of like blew it up, really. I didn't know. Second season?
You're
right?
Welcome. Yes.
Yeah, second season. I didn't even know there was a first season.
I didn't either. Yeah.
Everyone said that. The whole cast was like, you set the tone. Like, you right. started it. Like, he's like, you got everyone watching.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
Like, they should thank you, their rating increase. Because now people are going to go back and watch season one or two and be like, oh my god, what is this show? This is awesome.
Yeah, get me some more camera time, come on now.
Yeah, so you pretty much had a so for our viewers that have not watched the show, or listeners, whatever they're called, viewers,
audience
listeners. Audience, yeah. our audience has not watched the show. Carly Reeves, the show is contestants go on and they are related or associated with a famous celebrity. And the other contestants have to guess who they are related to and call them out, and then they get kicked off, and it's a lot of fun that kind of way. Yeah. And you, your famous connection is your uncle is actor Tom Hanks. The beloved Tom Hanks that everyone knows.
One of my favorite guys in the entire world.
The best actor ever.
Yeah, probably, he should run for president. There was a time he could have ran for president.
Yeah, so.
And I screwed up too, because it's like they say, you have to give two truths and a lie. And so like when I said Oscar, I think that was the worst move, because everyone thinks of Tom when they think Oscar.
Two-time Oscar winner.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, such an idiot.
Pretty much, like, I haven't watched a full episode, but I've been watching clips and stuff like that. But pretty much everyone, it's kind of like The Bachelor, right? It's like presented like that, like the way they like guess who you're related to or whatever.
It's like, well, there's clues out through the house, and then they do challenges. Yeah. If you win the challenge, then you get to choose who's in the bottom, like, or who's in the guess off.
And
basically,
you didn't even get to do a challenge because you were like kicked off immediately.
Well,
right?
I did do the first one, which is the talent show, but that was like, I don't know. Everyone does that.
Oh yeah, but like who else was famous people that were related to them? Like,
So who were the like?
Oh yeah, I was looking.
So the winner
up.
Was Nick Cannon's brother.
Which is funny.
It wasn't his son, one of his sons.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could keep going with that. Like, each one of his kids is on at some point. Like, and someone's just like, Nick Cannon. Oh, you're right.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, they put a clue for him as like having 10 babies or whatever. Mm. And I'm like, that's so kind of like rude to like make that what he's known for.
Yeah. I mean, he is known for that. He doesn't use any protection. Yeah. He just keeps, he says he can't keep up with all the kids' names. He's got too many different baby mamas. Like, I don't understand how this man is doing this and why he's doing it.
I don't know.
Need to stop him. He should have a vasectomy, but go ahead.
No hate though, but like, I just thought like they could have done more different clues, like other than like, okay, he's known for having that. But I guess that, yeah, that is a very
That's the thing.
Clue.
It's like, yeah, the clues are like obviously like for your clue, like Tom Hanks, they put a bench, right? Like Forrest Gump's bench, like out in the parlor or whatever. Yeah. Right. So that's pretty fucking obvious.
And then you said
right?
the Oscar thing.
And a ping pong paddle and an astronaut.
That's right. Apollo 13, ping pong table. So yeah, like what, like the producers of this show, like, do you think that they just like are idiots or like, did they want you off like quickly? Like, cause like Tom has done so many awesome movies and some obscure movies,
right?
Like from the '80s or whatever. Like
they could have put a volcano. Well,
Joe versus the volcano, bachelor party, like a fucking, the blow up doll from bachelor party.
No one would know.
You know
that,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they think outside the box?
Yeah.
Why didn't they think outside the box?
I know. That's what I thought too. And what's funny is when they did reveal what our bottle clues were after the fact, like if someone took my clue, it was actually a clue from Big. It was
Big.
Played chopsticks on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, the younger kids wouldn't have got that. I'm like, if they did that clue first on the wall, like a piano, I mean, there actually was a piano, but that was for Alicia Keys. So
yeah. Or if they had the piano there, like if someone stepped on it, like some people might know it. And then some people might think it's a musician.
Well, that would be like, hello, that's look another, at my clue.
That's another giveaway.
They could have like an AIDS test, right?
Yeah, they could have done Philadelphia.
Just the state of Philadelphia.
The state of Philadelphia.
No, not the state. No. Like an AIDS test. Yeah, like an HIV positive.
They could have had Magic Johnson or Charlie Sheen there, just
light,
sitting there with AIDS.
That's ABC family friendly.
Exactly.
They had Magic Johnson in a chair.
Yeah, Magic Johnson on there. And they're like, hey, how's this guy related?
Magic Johnson, Charlie Sheen. That's it.
I don't know.
Horrible.
No, so the thing is like any of those clues on that board, probably I could find a movie for Tom. Like that relates to his movies.
It is hard going in there, Tom Hanks being your uncle, because he is like a huge celebrity.
And
so
my theory, your question, if I think they kind of planned it all. I mean, let's be hypothetical here. Like, you would think that like if Tom Hanks was the first celebrity let go or whatever, you know, the first relation let go.
Right.
Of course, people are going to be like, Tom Hanks' niece was on the show or whatever.
And,
I want to watch the rest of it, see how big these other celebrities are. So, and then Dolly Parton was third.
Yeah, you're competing with, all right, the daughter of J.B. Smoove, which is like, all right, who gives a shit?
What the hell?
I mean,
she was on
the niece of Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Only
if you know NASCAR, though. I don't know NASCAR.
Do a lot of these people, like, you have to really know a lot about some of these celebrities, I would think. Like the grandson of Jimmy Carter. Like, no offense, but like...
Jimmy Carter? Are you serious?
No offense, but like... I guarantee, like, not that many people know... I mean, they know who Jimmy Carter is, but like the younger people, like... Who the fuck knows, like, what clues that's going to be? You know what I mean?
His clue is, like, a peanut farmer.
Yeah, that's that's for the older generation.
In for you. No, that's not
right. They did not know who Chris was, though. Chris was Donnie Osmond.
Son of Donnie Osmond.
I know who Donnie Osmond is.
They don't release
anyone's
last name, do they?
You can even have a fake name.
Oh, brother and sister, I think? Like Osmond and Marie or whatever, but like Donnie Osmond? Like, come on. Jimmy Carter?
Brother of Lil Nas X.
Oh my god!
Yeah. See, I would know that.
They are celebrities.
Daughter
in their
of
own
Eddie
night.
Murphy. That's another.
That's a big
that's
one.
A rival with,
she
with
lasted
your uncle,
a while,
right?
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Daughter of Eddie
Murphy.
Oh yeah, she got discovered like fourth or something.
Okay, yeah.
Because she had a good alliance going and stuff. Everyone played. I mean, they all played amazing. It's fun
niece
to like
of
watch
McCarthy.
Back. That's a good one. She could have won, dude, because nobody knew who she was.
I would say Tom Hanks and Eddie Murphy, the biggest stars.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Like last season, if you watch last season, it was a whole bunch of different
areas. Season one, they had a granddaughter of Whoopi Goldberg, sister of Tiffany Haddish, cousin of Zendaya.
What?
Grandson of Chuck Norris.
Wait, it was a cousin of Zendaya?
That's what it says here.
They didn't even allow us to do cousins.
Daughter of Al Sharpton.
I mean, that's a big one.
Granddaughter of Dean Martin.
Oh, Jesus.
Sister of Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer? They could be better alive.
That person won.
Yeah, because who the fuck is Kiki Palmer? I don't even know who Kiki Palmer is.
Kiki Palmer? I don't know. Kiki Palmer
Oh, I know
is...
Kiki Palmer. Yeah,
who is she?
She's a black actress.
Yes.
You can tell by the name Kiki. But
you can? I know some white people named Kiki.
I know. That's her. My sister's nickname is Kiki.
No, really? I don't know. Sorry. Can you delete that?
It's like what babies call them. My bad.
It's interesting, like, you know, because, like, if this show keeps going on, like, it's like, yeah, it's like how many.
Well, that's the tricky thing is, like, the bigger the celebrity, yeah, the more right. fucked you are.
Right, exactly.
I think.
It's like how many, you know.
Oh, we saw you.
Nieces. Daughters of, like, whoever, but, you know.
Wouldn't it be interesting, though, if they did, like, a parent? Like a parent of a celebrity?
Parent of celebrity.
Yeah, that'd be a good show. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think that what they did was they screwed up with you is because they should have put like a red shoe because no one knows the movie The Man with the Red Shoe.
Just so I could get through one.
Exactly.
Day.
Exactly. Yeah. But to put a paddle, I mean, they might as well put bubblegum shrimp on there.
They
you know?
Did. They put a bubblegum machine.
What about like
A
bubblegum machine as a play on words for bubblegum.
Oh, my God.
They could have done something when Tom was in the Punchline movie.
They could have put a microphone or stand up.
Like some of the lesser known. Like film, cult film, and the Money Pit. Like, what about like?
Oh, yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
And yeah, it didn't help that my clues were also the biggest, most colorful clues on the board too. Like, you had to really look hard for the obscure clues.
No, they definitely screwed you with that. I mean, it's like,
It is what it is. Because they knew I would probably react like that. So
yeah,
let's talk about.
Yeah,
you're pushing your buttons.
Yeah, they were like, Carly's very passionate about this game, and she probably will go bonkers if we eliminate her. First.
Let's play a small clip of you're getting eliminated.
I helped you.
Hugo, who do you think Carly's claim to fame is?
I think your celebrity relative is... Tom Hanks.
Oh my God.
Wow. Carly,
wow,
he was correct. Congratulations, Hugo.
Damn.
These freaking clues are so freaking obvious. Freaking bench, that's the freaking poster of the freaking Forrest Gump. Are you kidding me?
She's screaming.
Why a bench? There's literally no reference to benches on any other movie. Even Gabriel found that out. He's not even, like, smart.
For real? That's cold.
Damn. I didn't even get to do any challenges!
I wanted them to hear it. Like,
right.
Like, a bench? Like a bench?
Yeah.
Really a bench? That's like what I was basically trying to say.
And that's great TV too, for the episode.
Because people are like, didn't you know you were mic'd? I'm like, yes, I wanted them to hear it.
Right, yeah. And you were competing for like $100,000, right? So of course you'd be pissed. Yeah. It's like, so what are the challenges that you'd have to do? Like if you had stayed on, like what are the games they do?
They do like little itty bitty reveals like as they go. So like there's one where there's like trivia questions and they have to find the star on the Walk of Fame with that goes to that trivia, and whoever gets that star, you know, they get points. And then they've done other things like looking for clues in like a barrel of fish stuff. Like some of it's disgusting, but most of it's like playful and fun.
Playful.
And it's not like Survivor stuff. Yeah, there were some gross ones, but like they said they smelled like fish for a while.
Oh. So interesting.
I was going to say was the amount of hate that you've received, but you got love too.
Right.
But I've seen your posts and I'm just like always like, Jesus Christ. Like people are just, yeah, I bet you, like, I don't know. Like they say some mean shit to you.
They're really mad.
So
they're
weird.
Really, really mad that I I'm claiming Tom as my uncle, even though he's my uncle by marriage, because Rita married him when I was four.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, he's been my uncle since I was a baby. Right. So I'm
He's my uncle. It's like we all have aunts and uncles that
Right. I mean, yes, I'm not like his blood, but like, give it a, like, do you think I wanted to use Rita as my celebrity relative? She's the first person I emailed about the show. I was like, hey, I want to do this show. And then she, you know, and then it would, then they used Tom anyway. So I didn't have a choice. You know?
Well, because that's, so you pitched Rita and they were like, great. But then they're like, well, Rita's married to Tom. So that makes Tom your uncle. Well, let's do, they wanted Tom.
Exactly. Hanks. Yeah.
They want, it's like, you know,
either, you had a choice or anything like that. But there's people like come at you, like some of the mean shit that you've posted. I can't really remember it now.
They just say how spoiled and titled, and like a lot of people were mad because I said, I'm like, Gabriel, he's not smart. And I'm like, I didn't know what to say because there was nothing to say.
Is that the guy who ousted you?
And he won.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he won the whole thing. That was Jimmy Carter's thing?
No, that was Nick Cannon's brother.
Oh, Nick Cannon's brother.
Wait, that white guy that said... That was the guy.
Who's the guy that guessed that Tom Hanks was your uncle?
Oh, Hugo.
That was a Gabriel. Though.
That's Jimmy Carter's grandson.
Okay.
But no, when I said that, I mean, people got so mad that I said that, and I'm like, you guys, I didn't even know him, and he was playing dumb for a reason because we all thought he was related to us, a football player. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and I'm like, he's not smart, like even he knows Tom Hanks. I'm like, isn't there one person in the world that doesn't know Tom Hanks?
Yeah, is there some is there some idiot on the show that does not know who Tom Hanks is?
No. So that's why I was just like, yeah. And so people were like, I'm mad at me for saying that.
I would
that.
Be like, if I was on that show, like, there's probably some people like I may not know who, you know, like some, like a musician is or something. To be honest, like
a
I
lot
might
of
be,
people
like,
wouldn't
like
know
Keke
who
Palmer.
Fucking Jimmy Carter Jimmy, is. Well, yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous that he was his grandson's on the show. I think that's
If they're young enough, they're not gonna have to know. They're gonna have to look it
exactly.
up.
Exactly. People don't even know who the other presidents are, man. Like, no.
They don't know who our current president.
Yeah,
is.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
People and know who Trump is.
Our current president doesn't know he's president.
Yeah. Oh, getting political here.
Oh, no.
Your mom's
no.
going to love that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom, fuck, my mom, ridiculous.
Yeah. You put a he put a Biden flag in front of our house.
Yeah, well,
because she's a big Trump supporter.
I was in New Jersey last week to visit my family, and when I was home, they had a Trump flag in the backyard, and it said, like, I don't know. It didn't say Trump 2024, but it said, like, in this house, we believe Biden should be in a retirement home.
Oh, no.
Hillary should be in jail and Trump should be president or something like that. You know, something like that. And it's in the backyard. So I was like, oh, I'm going to order a Biden Harris 24 flag and put it on the front, hide it on the front yard before I leave to come back. So I ordered one on Amazon and it came a couple of days later. And I put it up and then we were getting in the car and we sat down. Immediately, my mom goes, what is that? Who put that on the lawn? And she gets out of the car and like starts walking. I start filming her and she just like starts taking it off. And she's like, get this shit off the yard.
I need to
and I'm
see
like,
this.
Oh, yeah, it's on my Instagram. It's, oh but my it's like, God. But then I was like, why don't you put the Trump flag in the front yard? You're not that proud, I guess. You know, it's in the backyard, the Trump flag.
Well, like, they're in Jersey, right? There's a lot of Trump supporters.
I walked
there,
around my block. There's Trump flags all over the fucking neighborhood. I'm like, oh, God.
I can't believe we still have to listen to his name
now. Time to go back
now.
To L.A.
I'm like, wasn't it nice to not have to hear his name on the news?
I think he's going
to
win.
It was really fun watching him get arrested and then the Republican debates with my parents.
Oh,
like, it was the one night they stayed up late like to watch that shit with me. And like we were just like arguing the whole time.
You guys
like,
were arguing?
Well, yeah. I was.
Who are they like, Vivek?
Well, they want Trump, but yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, he's got some great, and they were like, DeSantis is interesting, right? And I'm like, interesting. I was like, honestly, I told them, like, look, if I had to vote for any of these people on this Republican panel, it would probably be Chris Christie or whatever.
Chris Christie or Haley.
I
liked Haley, too.
Yeah,
Nikki
Haley. She did
good,
too. But I was like, Chris Christie, like, you know, he was the only one that said, like, something normal when it came to, like, the point when they were like, Would any of you endorse Trump if he is in prison and still the nominee?
Yeah,
and like everyone
put
was
his hand
like,
up this, right
DeSantis
away.
like delayed for a moment, and then like Christie was the only one that was like, "Are you listening to yourselves?" I was like, "He's a prisoner, and you want him to be president?" Like,
I know.
Like, that makes sense.
I got like a smidge of the Republican debate by accident, and they were all acting like children, yelling at each other and cutting each other off. I was like,
it was horrible. Yeah.
this is weird.
I did like how like Vivek put his hand up right away, mm-hmm. and then he saw other hands slowly going up. And then DeSantis was like the last like, one.
They're like, okay. It's like they're copying off each other's tests. Like, what does he got?
What's he got?
Been like scratching his back or something like that. His hands slowly. It's a really funny scene.
Oh, I gotta see.
Can I get a volunteer?
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
oh, that's so funny.
It was funny. Yeah. Maybe they can get one of maybe Barron Trump can be on the claim to fame.
No, that kid is a beast. That kid is so.
You can't be popular.
You can't be too popular. Yeah.
Even though a lot of the cast have
they're
going
to run out
followers.
Of people at some point. I think it's going to be like, this is the fourth cousin to Tom Cruise.
So I know you don't want to talk about the show, but the last thing I want to know about it is, like, did they take away your phones from you?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So like you just couldn't
it's strict reality.
Follow me on Instagram and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and the other thing I think it's now out there that like people don't understand is like when you do get eliminated, you are then sequestered for that entire time
so
that you're
long,
in production.
How long was that? That happens with all reality. A month. So are you like are you like in a hotel for like a month or whatever? Like
Shut up. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew
What hotel were you staying at?
I don't know if I should say that.
No, it's weird. Like, I had a friend that tried out for Survivor, and, like, he didn't even get on, but, like, he was, like, almost there, and they sequestered him in a hotel in Santa Monica for 4 weeks.
What?
And he didn't even make it on the show. It was between him and, like, two other people.
Are they paying you during this time? They have to be.
It's a part of the contract, right?
You have to make sure you're available for these dates, which is a four-week amount of time.
What if you
and
have a family?
They don't care.
Don't you know these people on the Bachelor and the Bachelorette? Oh, yeah. They're always like, they have to go away for that entire
You literally thing. Have to just, like, say goodbye to your life for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And then like,
you're there.
I don't know if they pay you or
they
what.
Hold
they probably
you.
Have to give you something, but like, it's kind of like, either like be unemployed or like have flexibility in your job or have no life or whatever. I don't know.
Well, they pay you a stipend for
they have to give you something.
Taking you away from work.
Jesus. Yeah.
Is that why you were gone for a while?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Carly? I don't know.
I was like, is Carly? What happened to her? Maybe she'll cover my show.
I'm taking a social media break, you guys. As if I was like just doing it on my own accord.
Wait, did you announce it? Were you one of those?
I remember.
I was like, guys, I'm taking a social media break, and I was like, because I knew I had
like,
to.
Yeah, because I feel like I've
rolling my eyes when you did that because I was like, oh really?
I didn't even see that. I think I only met Carly once before. I think at your birthday or something like that. I forget what it was, but
Carly's birthday at the well.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I didn't.
When two people showed up.
Yes,
you guys
I remember
the only
that.
Two.
We were there first.
No, there was more people.
No, more people showed up later.
More people showed up.
But we were on time, which never happens in LA.
Nick Cannon's brother showed up. Yeah, everyone was there.
Yeah,
Nick Cannon's brother
Nick Cannon's
showed up.
Second cousin. That's funny though. So you've really like blown up this opportunity as far as like, you know, it went viral and you flipping out on the show and now everyone knows.
I just accepted it that like people need to just accept it that I was just upset and it's part of who I am. I'm passionate. I'm like, you know, and it was funny and a little outlandish, but like obviously I don't think I deserve more than any of the other castmates. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd be really good television, so I was upset that I was getting cut
short. That's what they want, and I'm sure the producers are like, this is great. We got it all.
Oh, right? I was on everything. I listened to Corolla. I listened to like some other different podcasts, mm-hmm. and it was all over the news. People were like, we're talking about it. It was like a highlight.
Now there's merch.
You know, there's merch. You know, and more camera time.
I did that as a joke.
Your uncle watched it or watched clips, I'm guessing?
I think he said he saw just enough.
right.
On the trailer.
That's hysterical.
I know.
Oh, my God. But you're also, you know, you were working actress. You've been in stuff. You've been in...
Charlie Wilson's War.
Charlie Wilson's War. Larry Crown, right? You were in a Bachelor parody. I see this on your IMDb.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Did that prepare you for this kind of...
Yeah, because there's literally a scene where I'm crying, and I'm like, Peter's not going to want to talk to me. And even though Peter's like literally talking to me.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do on the show. They're like, I'm not having, I don't have enough time with you.
It is kind of funny to claim.
He's like, I'm right here. This is my time with you. Let's have time together.
It is kind of funny the way the claim to fame, like when they kick you off, when they vote, you know, when they announce who they think it is, it's so dramatic. Like you've all been through something like The Bachelor, like with the relationships and like crying, like, but you really haven't, I'm guessing, right? Like it's more just like.
Did more people cry, or did other people cry when they got kicked off?
Not like me, but like they were like tearly. Like so many people had better exits than me, and I was like, damn it!
Your reaction to getting it was kind of like you were in a relationship, like for like weeks with someone on. Like The Bachelor, where like they broke my heart and fucking I'm ruined.
No,
like,
this is what's so funny is that normally when people got eliminated, they were like, I love my celebrity relative. They're so lovely, and I'm like. Fuck you! Because I saw his picture come up, and I'm like, "Why do you have to be so famous?"
Right, exactly.
Even though, of course, I love Tom. I was just like, I'm like, I really hated that it was like Tom's face coming up because I just like it was just
Were saying I was watching some clips and they were saying when people were guessing the clues and stuff like that, Tom Hanks's name was dropped a couple times, and they said that like, if you look at Carly, like she was reacting when we said Tom Hanks, and she was like. Now going back and watching it, were you trying to be your best actress, you know, not give away any, you know, like inkling that you're related to him?
No, I was terrible. I had really bad poker face, but not just that. Like I knew that I was the only option for Tom Hanks, if he is in the house, I was the only option, viable option because of my two truths and a lie. So that was where it was really difficult for me because I just didn't know where to hide. I was definitely like, well, you know who else is in Forrest Gump? Gary Sinise.
Yeah, right.
Robin Wright. I just started like listing off all the Forrest Gump like people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Sally Fields. Maybe it's Robert Zemeckis, the director.
That's literally what I was trying to do, and it just did not work.
Everyone's like, yeah, okay.
Chris knew it right away. And then I tried to push them the astronaut on a real astronaut, Buzz Aldrin, because I saw a bee on there too.
Right, right.
So I was like, so I tried anything. I really did.
The astronaut and the bench. That's ridiculous. What a moron.
Like his biggest freaking movie.
Yeah. Do you think there definitely had been a discussion in the producer's room. Like now, do we use the bench?
They knew.
What I think is there's a prop guy and he probably like just like went shopping one day and just saw this bench and was like, Forrest Gump.
They were like the laziest producers and prop people around.
But that's what
I'm thinking they're literally on the phone. Yeah, no, honey, I got to pick up some props. And they just picked up
his. Even if it was a more obscure clue, I probably still would have been figured out.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't think so. I think, like I said, if it was a volcano, a red shoe, people don't know these movies now. I bet you the people in the house were
unless
probably
it's like
too
a major,
young.
Like, you know, yeah, young Tom
and then
Hanks
Forrest Gump could have been like the finale clue. If they're really that dumb. They're really that dumb to not figure it out. By
I mean,
then,
they might have well put, put it, they should have clue. Just put his Oscar with his name on it. Now, your two truths and a lie. Were you able to pick them, or were they kind of like shoving you towards certain things?
No, I was definitely able to pick it, but because I kept going back and forth, but you can't change it once you like tell them what you want. You can't change it.
So you said Oscar as one of the truths.
Yeah, that's not.
Was there a point where you were like? I could do like even like bosom buddies or something, you know, like
cross-dresser.
You know? Yeah, like cross-dress. I don't know, like something. Did you think of any obscure thing like on your list? Was Oscar always like in?
Well,
the,
no, because that is my truth.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't let me use like his Lifetime Achievement Award or anything like that. I was like, that had to be my truth for some reason, which. He's gotten so many. I mean, actually, I probably could have used his AFI Lifetime Achievement Award.
Did
I don't
it say
even think
Oscar or Oscars.
Oscar.
Okay.
And then, the musician thing just didn't work for me because I'm with my personality, it doesn't look like I'd be related to a musician. I don't know. Like it's definitely more viable that I'd be related to an actor. So I should have used that as my truth.
Got it.
And then just done like a different gender. Relationship like mom mom or aunt or something, but see I couldn't use aunt either because that's too close to home as being truth, So it was just a struggle. It's just a struggle. It was a struggle. Yeah.
I mean, you're going in with the most well-known people in the world.
Yeah, but it's also one of the most famous movies of all time. Yeah. You know, so it's just like, you know, everyone knows.
Okay, let's
knows
talk about
movie.
Being bass hole.
Speaking of music, yeah, bass hole. yes, yes. So this show is called I'm a Bass Hole.
It's a bass hole.
Doug Bass.
That's the funniest thing, because I remember in high school, someone they put a thing like they need a bass, someone to play the bass, and there's a who the hell plays a bass, you know? Because it says,
well, when people look at the name bass or bass, it's like you're either a musician person and you're like bass, or you're a fish and you're like bass.
I know, but you just said bass.
But I always thought it was bass for some reason, and then I don't know.
So you do have a music mind. See, bass.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Let's talk about bass hole. So guests come on and they talk about a time in their life that they were an asshole. It can be an isolated incident, a series of events in your life, a good story, a time that you were an asshole. So we invite you to share.
We'll call you out.
An asshole story with the audience. Today
we'll call you out too if it's just like, so people come on the show and they're like, I don't have a story,
it's very mediocre,
or like Dan Postain, who was on here, and he was just like talking about like
Postain.
He was on here and he was like, I was working at Vanderpump, and you know, and everyone that was like an asshole was everyone that was ordering drinks, and it wasn't like he. Like, yeah. It was like, yeah, you...
No, and then you he's have like, to be the asshole.
And then he's like, yeah, and then I was making out with this hot MILF, and then some guy was like, man, I wish I was you. I'm like, how is this an asshole story?
A lot of people, when
I was trying to think of it, I was like, well, every time I was an asshole, I was drunk. So I don't want to do a drunk asshole story, but I have tons.
All right, well, we'll start with one, and then, you know, if we're not happy, we'll go with the second one.
And then I was like, oh, I've been an asshole to customers as a server, like guests, definitely. But yeah, I would say, like, I don't know. Okay, well, I have a couple stories. One is, like, as a server, you know, I was like, these people came in really late, right? We were closing, and they got a whole bunch of things comped, and like their bill was hardly anything. They split it. It was two couples. And then I was like, I said, and I couldn't read like the number. It was like a 3 or an 8. And so I was like, is this a 3 or an 8? And they're like, and then she's like, a 3. And I was like, oh, so it's 15%. Okay, thank you. I was just so condescending about it. And like, I definitely got fired for that.
They fired you just for that?
Yeah, because she went and complained, of course, after that. And I was like, meh, yeah. But that wasn't me being a total asshole.
She was a foreigner.
I mean, I
don't think you're an asshole for that, because it's like, I've served and I bartend currently and all that stuff. So it's like, there's been times where, yeah, someone's ordered like drinks and they're like, you know, they give you a dollar out of like a $60 tab or something.
Yeah, that's an asshole.
And it's like literally like, I'll give the change back and be like, we have quarters. Sometimes I'll take 4 quarters and be like, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I just put it back. Yeah. I just hand it back.
I'll just start carrying quarters.
But that's like, that's being an asshole, but like also just giving his change back.
I got a haircut today and the lady was telling me about her, like she needs a tip basically as I was getting the haircut. And she,
At Floyd's. Where I ran into you that day?
Yeah. The same one. And then she was just telling me, and I mean, I gave her a tip anyways, but it was still like, she had to tell me, like, yeah, we get a lot of foreigners here and they, you know, they don't tip because we only get paid. Like, I think she gets like $17 an hour or something like that, you know, whatever. Cause I was telling her how much like the price has gone up. It was like $24 in 2014.
Oh, yeah, because now owners have to like pay everyone so much more money.
Yeah, it's fucking $38 now, man. That's the most I've ever paid for a haircut.
They don't do the shoulder massage.
Or the hand job.
They don't do the shoulder massage.
It says it right there. It's
included. They have a shoulder massage. It's part
and they're
of the
supposed
whole thing,
to do the neck shave with the shaving.
Yeah, she didn't do that either.
That's what I mean.
What?
Actually, you know what? Next time I go in there, I'm asking for all that shit, because they did raise the price a lot, and I'm like, that stuff's supposed to be included.
But the massage was always bullshit too. It was like really quick. It's like, you're done. Get off.
I was brought in the back for my massage.
Oh, okay. You got a happy ending. It was a dude.
It was Floyd.
Whenever I'm getting a nail, like a manicure, a pedicure, they're always like, "You want massage?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Yes, but no," because I'm like, I know they're just gonna be like,
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And I want like, dig in there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the Floyd, I want when they walk on you.
That's a Floyd's massage. It's very just quick. It's like maybe like 10 seconds and like, all right, you're
it's
done.
It's not even a massage. Yeah, it's just like, rubbing lotion.
It's a, it's a vibrating machine.
It's a vibrating thing on their hand.
And it's like, and it's just a hand massage. And they're like,
you like?
No pressure.
Actually, you know what? I actually don't want it because like when they do start it, it's like, yeah, it's like literally a minute and a half. And it's like, oh, that's nice. And then they stop and I'm like, fuck, now I want to go get like a real massage.
Yeah.
Because it was like a tease, you know? It's like, oh, do you like it? All right, it's done. Yeah. Bye.
I'm glad I didn't get that today. I didn't get the shave. I didn't get that.
Oh, man. What a waste. All right. So telling the people, the customers, that they only live 15%. Yeah. That, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's really nice.
No, that's their
you're just,
okay,
you're, just, you're asking for your job, your tip money. Yeah.
I all said, right. Okay, so I was at, this is another serving one, and then I'll move to another area. So, serving, I was with working with a girl, and like I had my two friends come in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and they got a dessert, and like she gave them for some reason, like she gave them the like two spoons that were the wrong spoons, they were the soup spoons. Mm. And I had a freak out. I was like, why did you give them the wrong spoons? I'm like, these are my friends. And I'm like, and I was really mean to her, and she called me a bully. She said I bullied her, but I was like,
did you get fired
like,
again?
I think so.
But you have seniority. How many serving jobs have you been fired for?
So many.
Really?
So many.
Wow.
That means you're a passionate person. When you get fired from serving jobs, that means you're very passionate.
Really? Or
you
just are you serious? Like, why would you get mad over that? Who cares?
I was also young and immature. Okay. And like, these are like, when I was in my 20s, I was like always
now
just a reckless person.
A server, and you
I was mean to her. And so, yeah, I was a bitch.
And then she called you a bully again. How many times have you been a bully?
No, just that one time.
Did they eat the dessert with the wrong spoons?
She literally did not want to work with me because she was afraid of me.
Mm. Now you're and just on like, national TV doing this.
I wasn't yelling at anyone.
No,
on,
you're having,
on the TV.
You had a fit in your room.
But yeah. No,
I was yelling at the situation.
No. Yeah. You did call out the guy that outed you though, saying like, I trusted you.
Oh, I did
whatever.
Yell at him kind of meanly. That was like so uncalled for.
I had your back.
Yeah. All right. Okay, that is an asshole. That's it's not that bad, but you're very picky right there.
They can still eat the dessert with the spoon.
Okay, and then, I mean, we've all been asshole drivers. So, like, I'm the asshole driver that goes into the right turning lane, but then I get into the left lane. I veer in at the last second, so I don't have to wait in that lane. You know?
You're talking about with the gutter pass.
You swerve.
Yeah,
you swerve
that's not an asshole. I do that all day. I do that every day. I do that all fucking day. It's called the gutter pass. That's what I call it.
But even on Crescent Heights, when it's like, you must turn right on that lane. And then
that's an asshole.
Laurel Canyon going up the hill.
Yes.
I did that for years because when I lived in Studio
and then
City,
they put
I used to work
because so many people were cutting over. And now one guy floored it right there and like got in an accident. My uncle laughed. My uncle told me the story. Not that uncle, my other uncle. But he was driving up Mulholland or whatever, right where Mulholland is, Laurel.
Yeah.
And like someone tried to he wouldn't let them in because he knew.
Right,
and then they just veered it and then they crashed into the other car.
I used to do that all the time when I lived in Studio City and I had my New Jersey license plate still. I used to take the wrong one and then at last minute because I'd come over here for work and I'd be like, I don't know, I'm visiting.
That's what I do.
I don't know where I am. I'm from New Jersey.
That's what I do. I always put my hand up. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I've never been here before.
I go like this. I put my hands up like, I'm sorry.
There's Mulholland Drive. Oh, wow. Look, there it is. It's right here.
I always try to explain myself, even though they don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. They just see somebody moving their hands, and I'm just like, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
But then it's funny because I hate when someone does it to me. So I'm like, what an asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I've definitely done it before.
And they go like this.
Yeah. They do the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's lost. We get it.
I didn't see it. I didn't know. I'm like, fuck.
I know, but that's.
Asshole
I mean,
drivers.
I'm definitely an asshole driver. Right. I would say.
But is there something? Everyone's an asshole driver.
Okay, then you want to know.
Everyone is an asshole driver.
Is there something that you did something you
could
totally regret?
Could I say something though? It's like right now. What was it like? Street People of Los Angeles, which I don't like
The IG.
The IG,
it's great.
It could be good, but it's like always everything's just shitting on LA so much.
Disturbing.
So I get fucking annoyed by it sometimes because it's like,
did you see the video with the woman at Ralph's, the naked woman, taking the cakes and rubbing them all over herself?
No, I think I might have. I went to, yeah, but it's.
Like, I go to that route. So yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is they posted recently about how like LA is like known for road rage. It's not though. Actually, Arizona won, but they posted how really? LA is the number one for road rage. Mm-hmm. But it's like everyone is not from LA, so go fuck yourselves. And it's like,
yes, correct. They don't know what they're doing
exactly
half the time. Yeah, and I'm like, you guys, like I think I complained about this last time on your podcast.
On my podcast, yeah.
But like, you know, the 101 and the 134 interchange, people are like, oh, I need to get to the 134. And then they like slow down the 101 lanes.
Yeah. You're assholes. Yeah. Assholes. Or like people that don't know how to, in California, that you could turn on a red light when it's, you know, on the right lane, which... We're blocking possibly, but still, yeah. Like, it's a fucking blows me up.
I have one really bad asshole thing now. This is the finale asshole one, okay?
All right.
I can't believe I'm even going to mention this.
This is what this is safe space.
This is what we want, right?
Safe space.
Okay, the world will listen.
No one will know.
This is a safe space.
And I hope she doesn't hear. I hope this person doesn't listen to this, but yeah. I started dating my best friend's ex-boyfriend in college.
Okay.
How did that come about?
Okay. How long were they not... Wait, while she was dating them?
No, they had just broken up, and then he was like...
So he was real...
Going on, like,
how long after they
me.
Broke up? What was the time frame?
I feel like... I don't remember exactly, but I remember it was not far. I really don't. It was kind
couple
of like
weeks?
Blurred lines. Like, I think we hung out once without her, and then it was like, that's when it kind of, I was like, I saw the flirtation.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, this is actually happening. And then we ended up dating, though, 2 years. So, but dumped me as a friend.
She was not cool with it. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Wow. What an asshole.
She came to my house and was like, I thought she was going to beat me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Time out. So this guy must have been really good looking.
He was very cute.
Okay. And then you guys were in college. Yeah. And then they were going out for how long?
I think they went out for, it was like the end of high school. So like senior year. And then, yeah, just senior year they
so
were dating.
So you're a high school friend?
Yeah. It was a high school friend.
Wow.
I know.
You were a bitch. That's not...
We're talking about being
Well, but
do you think she would have been cool with it if you went to her privately and been like, I really like whatever his name is?
She was a bass bitch.
I didn't know that, like, he was serious. I would have never done that. I just didn't know he was, like, interested. Mm. And then it just happened. But we ended up dating.
Well, at least you guys dated for, like, a couple years. It wasn't just, like, you hooked up and then it was like, oh, fuck, this is a mistake or whatever, you know.
Do you still talk to this friend or no. Never?
And
again?
I'm really sad about it because I do love her still and I miss her. But
is she married now or does she?
Is getting married.
All right, so then it's fine.
Yeah,
It is.
Look who's still single.
Exactly.
You should reach out to her.
Look, I was young, you guys. I was young.
Oh, you're 21? How old was he?
I was 18. This is like when I was 18, 19, 20.
All right, so
it was high school and college. Like
you're,
the first year
you're enabling her. No, it's not.
It was
cool.
The first year
you're not
of
gonna,
college.
You're not gonna marry that. You're gonna date. That's not gonna.
Not cool.
Nah, no one's getting. Look,
18, even a girl, and you're like, this is a
18, 19 year old relationship.
It's pretty fucking fucked up.
It is pretty fucked up.
I don't know.
It is fucked up. Like
in
you don't do that.
I would have never got like let him sway me into a relationship. You know, like
it's fucked up on his part too. Like he's an asshole too. Like.
I think it's fine because you guys dated for
I
two
was
years.
The other girl. I was the Rachel.
Were you the Rachel?
No, because I didn't cheat on... We didn't cheat. We never, like,
they
hooked
were
up
break.
When they were together.
They were
no, they didn't want... broke up. He broke up
how
with
did,
her.
How did she find out? I want to know that. That's the interesting part.
Yeah, who told her?
I don't remember.
Well, obviously, like, if you guys started hanging out, like, someone's going to know, right?
Because obviously you kept it a secret. Like, how long did you guys... You guys were like, secret lovers.
No, we weren't, though. We weren't. It was like... I think it was just known afterwards. Like, I think he may have told her, like, I'm interested in Carly. I think so.
He told her? The balls on this guy.
I mean, here's the thing.
He must have been really good looking.
You should have beat him to the punch on that one.
He thinks he looks like Brad Pitt.
What?
That don't impress me much.
Oh, that don't impress me. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Oh, God, if these people listen to this, it's going to be hilarious.
We'll send it to them. What's her name?
No. But I least I'm acknowledging that it was the most asshole finale. Like, that was the biggest asshole thing I could have done, but I was young. I think was really it's fine, young.
Because here's the thing. Listen to me. Here's the thing. You guys dated for 2 years. All right, and that's a real relationship. That's a real relationship. It wasn't like you guys like hooked up like 2 times, and it was like just hot sex for like a month, and then you're fuck it, you know, like we fucked up, whatever, and then I ruined my friend's friendship. You guys had a 2 year relationship. That's a big deal, I think. So obviously there was something there.
No, nope.
You just don't. You never go for the ex.
Yeah, you don't. You just don't.
I mean, at the end of the day, how good a friend was she?
She's still sad about it.
She was my best friend.
Why don't you show up at her wedding?
That's an asshole. With him?
I think she blocked me for a while, but then eventually... Like,
so you've never spoken to her ever again?
Where are you from?
Oh, wait. Did you see a reunion? Did you see her at the reunion?
She actually didn't go to my high school.
Where are you from?
Here.
You're from here. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But no, we did talk. I ran into her once at Target. Like, we've run it, you know, but then she moved to New York. So she's, I shouldn't give that much away.
All right. We don't have her name, so it's fine. I don't know. I'm gonna disagree this time. I'm gonna say I don't think she was an asshole.
Oh no, that was one of the top asshole stories that we've ever had.
Thank you.
On the show.
No, I take pride in that.
No, she's admitting that she knows what she did wrong. She knows that this is like her best friend.
In the moment, sure, yeah. But I think the fact that you guys had a real relationship.
It wasn't a real relationship. It was 2 years.
It wasn't a real...
Well, he was cheating on me, too, in the whole relationship.
Even worse. Surprise. Right, the guy that fucking hooked up with the best friend.
Well, now, he was like in a frat house.
Well, now I've changed my mind.
Like,
of course
he was cheating on me.
I didn't know that.
We didn't go to the same college.
These facts come out after the fact.
Did he hook up with your another best friend or something like that? Like,
maybe he just goes through best friends.
He probably just hooked up with... He hooked up with a lot of girls that were just...
If you look like
always
Brad Pitt.
Hitting on him. Yeah.
All right.
I gotta see what this guy looks like.
Now I've changed my mind.
I'll show it to you afterwards.
Now this guy's cheating all around. All right. See, I didn't know that.
Now you changed your mind.
Well, that's a big piece of information that came out after the fact.
He's a piece of shit. He was a young, hot cheater dude. Like 18 years old, 19 years old.
I would just never have a girlfriend because that's how I just didn't cheat. So that's what I did.
He should have just not had a girlfriend.
Yeah, no commitment. I'd always be, hey, we're not committed.
We're not exclusive.
Whoa. What? You want to meet my family? No, that's not going to happen.
But you know what? It was college and we were all kind of ancestral. Like, I definitely hooked up with a couple of his frat friends.
Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing in college.
I hooked up with his frat friends. Like,
wait, while you were dating him?
No. I don't know.
You don't even know. See? There's so much sex happening. No one
remember.
Even knows what they're doing.
I don't remember. No, it was definitely like, not while we were dating.
Did I have a girlfriend in college? I don't know.
But why would
I
be at the same frat house if I wasn't? Never mind.
Oh my God. This is getting spicy.
What school did you go to?
I went to UCLA.
UCLA. All right.
Oh, the rival school.
But I hung out a lot at USC.
Really?
Yeah.
You were back and forth.
I was.
Both campuses.
Yeah, because she was hooking up with this guy in the frat that was banging everybody.
You went from the Trojans.
They're like, oh.
You were at Trojans using
How'd you
Trojans?
Find out? He was cheating on you.
Oh, just so obvious. And it was like girls would like, I just always hear stories from his friends and like girls would be like, it was obvious.
Text messages.
Oh, those friends are pretty smart. They're like, Carly, like, you know, he's hooking up with other girls. And they're like, hey, Carly.
Well, it was obvious when I would go to USC for like a party and then there'd all be these girls like hanging on him. And I'm like, I guess they don't know who I am.
Right, exactly. This is my girl.
I'm the UCLA girl, bitch.
We're in a long distance relationship, UCLA.
Yeah, it's across the span of the 10 freeway.
In LA, that's far.
That is.
That's a 20 to 30 minute drive. That's shit, man.
That's normal campus in LA.
You got a pack of lunch, man. That's a far drive. There's a rest stop along the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the amount of times I drove in between UCLA and USC was
that's
a lot.
Far. Yeah.
Wow, that's TMI.
I love that story. I can't believe you just admitted that.
That's a good story.
It's
an honest story. See, we love when people come on here and they're honest.
Yes. Yeah. That's
Now you tell me your asshole story.
No, you got to listen to one of the past podcasts.
Subscribe to the show.
I ghosted a girl. That's my asshole story.
Well, at least I got the best asshole story.
You did, yeah. This season, you have the best one.
This season, you crushed it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
And I didn't even get into my drunk story.
Oh my God. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, drunk stories. I'm scared to hear your drunk stories.
I don't like beat people up or anything.
No. You just get mad at people.
You just get mad.
I can be like a little bit aggressive. Like, not aggressive.
Do you get mad when you're drunk? Are you like a?
I used to in my twenties. If I got too drunk, I would be like a mess and just like scream at everybody.
Right, right.
But now I'm like, I don't. If I get drunk, I like go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah,
yeah. That's what I do.
I actually become in a better mood. I'm like giddy almost.
Yeah, I chill out. Not this guy though. This guy when he gets drunk.
I obviously have a lot of deep.
Hey, CJ, what about you when you get drunk? What happens?
Sorry, I'm busy, man.
Call back later.
When CJ gets drunk, he like does a podcast. Right, he wakes up. Right. And
like, let's not get into our alcohol. Well,
like
problems.
You know, I'm sure we've all had our instances with like cops and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I've had my instances.
I got pulled over once and had to do the DUI.
I've been assholes to cops for sure, which is not recommended.
I've never been an asshole to a cop. I've dealt with the cops, but it's like I'm always like fucking. Please don't shoot me or
Sherman Oaks, but back in, like what I'm saying, in the early 2000s, I mean, when I was, not 2000s, 2010s, let's say. Mm-hmm.
When they didn't have cameras?
Yeah, with no camera phones or anything. Like, I was going to clubs on, like, Sunset, you know? I was, like, wild, go partying all the time, you know?
Fuck you, pigs!
Yeah, like, they'd try to, like, get me for, you know, being drunk in public and stuff, and I just be like, fuck you! Like, I would scream at them.
Suck my dick!
Like, whoa! The cops have definitely chilled out a little bit more, I think, in town. Like, as far as pulling
people
over. Oh,
cops don't do shit now, man.
No, dude, they have cameras. I was on the beach,
like, a month ago, and, like, the birthday party, we brought a huge cooler of like White Claws and all this shit, drug it out in the middle of the thing. And I remembered like maybe like 15 years ago, I got a ticket in Malibu for drinking on the beach.
Yeah.
And, really?
And it was like considered, it would be considered like a misdemeanor if you didn't pay it or whatever.
I would have to hide your drink. You have to get a red solo cup.
As soon as I got to the beach last month, I thought of that. I was with my friend and I was like, we're not supposed to drink on the beach. We're going to get busted for this. Like, you know, but then everyone was doing it and like the cops were driving around on like the beach cruisers.
Isn't it just no
glass? No drinking, no dogs, everyone had a dog and everyone was drinking. People were playing beer pong. We played beer pong. Cops drove right by. They didn't do anything.
Cops don't do shit right now. That's what's happening.
I think it's like after the pandemic, like people were just like, no, we're going to drink on the beach.
No, we're going to.
But it's like they would have had to give everyone a fucking ticket there. And I think they're picking their battles at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Because people are also fighting back now. And it's like, but they're unjust.
Yeah, and
they're
learning. We're all learning like what's legal and what's illegal for them to ask us and stuff.
And you know what? Everyone was fine on the beach drinking. Like no one was getting crazy. It was just like people were just having White Claws. Yeah,
I got a lawyer now. 1-800 no cuffs, man. That's fucking.
That's our sponsor.
Yeah, that is a sponsor.
I got a ticket actually recently for not stopping at the stop sign on. Everyone knows this one on Gardner, just south of Fountain. It's a pedestrian stop sign, so it blinks red.
Yeah.
And did you know that that's a higher ticket if you don't stop at that one? But because it's a blinking, flashing stop sign.
Here's the stop.
You could get a $500.
But I didn't.
I stopped a little bit.
I mean,
I kept going.
And then you had like an English accent.
Here's the thing. You gotta, when you drive in LA, like you just have to budget like $2,000 for like tickets and pull over situations a year. I feel like it's like.
But he actually didn't give me the $500 ticket. He was nice, is what I wanted to say. And he actually gave me a ticket for a stop sign at a different intersection, like on Lexington. And I was like, oh, okay. Thank you. I'm still gonna fight it.
How much was it?
That sounds illegal.
$260.
You're gonna still fight it.
I'm still fighting.
So you're gonna still have to encounter him.
I just want to see if he shows up.
Oh no! I recently did that. I got pulled over during pandemic for doing a U-turn on Sunset.
Yeah.
And I was doing Postmates at the time because there was like nothing else to do. And I was like, all right, let me do it. And a cop pulled me over. There was no one on the street. No one was out at all. And he gave me a ticket for a U-turn. And I was like, hey, I'm delivering food. There's no one out. You know. He's like, yeah, sorry, man. You shouldn't have done that. And I was just like, come on, dude. I was like, I'm trying to, you know, make money.
I'm risking my fucking life during the pandemic. I went and fought it.
And the fucking guy showed up. Everyone else's cop did not show up. This guy showed up.
Wow.
I remember it was so rude. Yeah, it was like an Asian cop. And I was like looking around being like, is there an Asian cop in here? I was like, I don't see one. And then he walked through the door, and I remember, then I saw his name tag, Officer Moon, and I was like, oh, that's him, that fucking bastard. I was like, there he is.
Oh,
and then he pulled me aside. He's like, I came down here. He's like, I had nothing going on there. I wanted to, you know. And I was like, he's like, I do remember pulling you over.
He's like,
I'm going to talk to the judge, and we're going to get it reduced, though, because it was pandemic and stuff. I'm like, reduced? How about get a fucking, you know,
don't yeah, get rid up. Of it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah, I got nothing to do. Today I was gonna go see a movie, but I'm like, I'd rather ruin your day.
And another time I fought one. The guy came in and I didn't see him. He wasn't in the police uniform, and then like I was like, oh, he's not here. I'm gonna win, right? And then this guy stands up and he has a suit on, and I'm like, and he's like, oh, I recently got promoted to detective. So he didn't have to like wear a police uniform.
Oh,
and I was like, and then I had to, and then they gave me the ticket. And I rode down the elevator with them.
Did you say congratulations?
I did. I was like, yeah, congrats on your promotion. He's like, thanks. And I was just like, fucking.
I have the worst detective. Luck with
I
that.
I just do it because I despise them. So I do it to, you know, just to fuck.
I know, but my sister, like, she's always like, I know how to fight a ticket. I'm like, what do you do? He's like, I just go to the court. And then she gets so lucky because the cops never fucking show up.
Really,
and whenever I try to do it, I like go online. I fucking see like, oh, what could be my arguments, this and that. This law or whatever, because it was like, I forgot what I got a ticket for. It was going through a camera light or whatever.
Oh, God.
And then, within like a month, I got a camera light ticket and I got a fucking passing the carpool lane.
In the picture?
You know what's interesting? I've thought about this theory. I'm like, you know, we always think like, oh, we're going to like waste their time coming down to the courthouse, you know, like out of their routine or whatever. They probably get that notice saying like, oh, you have to show up for this ticket.
Yeah, they don't have to.
And they're probably like, great. I don't have to go on the street and possibly get shot or fucking deal with some fucking homeless people or whatever.
You're doing him a favor.
I get to spend the morning in court and get a coffee and sit there and fucking give this guy the ticket. You know,
I even did tell him. I did the whole like, I'm literally, because in this, and this was truth, fact. I said, I'm literally going to San Diego right now for a $200 job. And he looked at me and he's like, okay, I'll give you a different intersection. And then I'm like, I'm literally driving for an acting job that pays me $200 and you're going to give me a ticket just to pay for, like, I might.
This is going
to
cost me.
So I think he felt bad.
Yeah.
But still, I'm not paying even that.
I actually got a DUI moving up to L.A. The week.
You got a DUI moving up to L.A.?
No, like the week or a couple of days before I was moving to L.A., I got a DUI.
Oh, no.
This explains why he doesn't drive.
That's right.
He doesn't have a car.
You lose your license. He's for how many scooter. Years? You get
because
a DUI?
You'll drink and drive too easily.
No, I know how to get around.
Okay, I know how to get Uber. Actually, I mean, I had a situation where I couldn't have my car, and I took like the bus, and I took my bike, and I like figured it out.
But the bus. The first time I took the bus in 20 years of living here was during pandemic. Because it was free, and it went right down that old house I lived at.
I took it
down over here to Barney's or the Improv or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the first time I took it. I was like, oh, let me try it.
The two?
But I don't know what the number was. It's just
704, 4, and 2.
That was the first time I took it. It was like 2 years ago. I tried it.
He does know how to get around.
He knows all the 720 names. To the Valley, man.
It was interesting, the bus.
I had to take the 2 all the way down to Sunset to the Palisades.
I was living there at the time.
Oh, it was brutal. People don't understand, like, it's not easy being me sometimes. I had to do auditions in Burbank, and I had to take a bus there. Like, it was hard.
That's tough. Yeah, yeah.
This is before, like, Uber's time.
But now everything's self-tape.
But this is what I'm saying.
Do you prefer that better, the self-tape at home, or do you prefer going into the room back in the
day? It's a tough call. Like, it's really annoying when you get these casting directors that are like, must label files this way.
If this is
not capitalized, then you are going to be penalized. Like, if it does not, if your scene and your slate are not two separate files, then, you have to upload it perfectly. Yeah. You have to have lighting.
I like the fact that you don't have to go drive to Santa Monica or Burbank or whatever, but at the same time, it's like, you got to edit it. I got dogs barking here. It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to do these sides. You know what I mean? You need a partner to read.
You need a reader. I don't even ask people to read for me anymore.
It's a lot of work. And then you don't even know if they're watching it. It's like you used to, in the room, you used to have the casting director there and be like, all right, at least they fucking saw it.
And get feedback and like, do it again. Exactly.
Now it's like, who the hell knows if they're watching?
That's why sometimes if it's like a real, if it's something I I really, really like, I will just freaking send them two takes that are very different to see if, like, they're, if, you know, if that needed, they needed that change, but, like, they don't ask for it. So I'm like, maybe they get mad that I do that, but I'm like, is that, sorry, like, I'm spending enough time doing this for you.
I know, but if something pops, it pops. So then you gotta take chances. So you gotta, like, do it their way and maybe add some flavor to it.
Do you think that it'll go back to in-person auditions again?
Like, I don't.
I hope, but, like, people don't want to pay for spaces to hold the auditions because it's like, that costs money. And
it's harder to book stuff now, though, I think. Right? Because now they're accepting twice as many tapes because they don't have, like, all the slots that only so many people come in.
And so much of the stuff I submit for now is, like, UGC related. It's all, like, just being yourself, like, user generated, like, selling a something that's, like, you created at home. They literally want you to create it at home and do B-roll at home.
You're writing it, you're
like,
editing it.
Exactly, like, as if you're an influencer, do that whole thing. So it's, like, it's a lot of work. And then I used to work for a company where I would just upload all the B-roll footage and, like, shots and everything. And, like, it would take, hours because it wouldn't, like, upload quickly. Like, just technical issues and stuff can be a problem when you're not.
No, of course.
It's just a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And I record now the other person's lines every time on iMovie or GarageBand. And I'm like, I just play it.
I hope
that my reaction is the same amount of time needed for before the other line comes in. Like, it's not easy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, life of an actor.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
Tough.
Well,
I know we're on strike now. There's nothing going on.
We got the podcast. That's it.
And I'm like I'm with ABC now for a year. So it's like my contract's with them. So it's
for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to do.
They might bring you back. The next
season, they're
going to
bring you back?
Maybe you should host.
I should host.
You got to, you should strike some kind of deal with them or something. Like, hey, do you realize people know your show now because of me?
Yeah.
All three of us know it because of that.
I know.
Seriously.
I never even knew
about it. I didn't know it was on.
Yeah.
Well, let's cross our fingers that they do offer me something because right now I'm unemployed.
Yeah. Yeah. See, let's get Carly back on that show.
Jesus. I literally am on unemployment right now because I have no job, like.
Really?
Are you actively going to the strike? Are you striking at all?
I mean, I'm not going to go picket.
You're not picketing. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I find that to be hilarious.
Rob, have you been on the picket line? I was going to go. Let's all go.
First of all, SAG charges you way too much money. I owe them money.
I owe them money.
I don't even
want
to fucking pay them. It's like, if I'm not working and I'm not booking anything, why do I need to pay the same amount that everyone else is paying?
I know.
And then, like, only what? Like, 10% of fucking people that are SAG actors are the ones working.
I know. It's fucking
horse shit.
And they also just sent me, like, they're like, we have residuals we need to send you. I was like, okay.
And I still pay my dues every year. I make sure that I'm always up to date.
I don't give a shit anymore. I just stop paying because it's like once I won a lot of money, I pay them off. But now it's like I barely get any auditions anyway. So like, why the fuck do I need to pay you to be part of a union that you guys don't? I don't even get fucking benefits, health benefits.
No, that's the other thing I was gonna say. The health benefits.
We don't even get the free movies anymore.
Yeah, free movies was the Netflix. Fucking biggest perk, and now it's like, oh, you could just watch it on Netflix or here's a code to fucking. Right. I'm like, what?
I used to. Well, I only had health insurance 1 year, and it was the year I did Larry Crown, and that was the only year I ever had health insurance with SAG. So I'm you have to make at least 10 grand.
Yeah. I had health insurance only 1 year as well. And that's when I booked.
I've never made enough to get health insurance.
The health insurance is amazing. Yeah. The ones that they do have, if you do make that kind of money. And it was like 2 years that I had I made good money because I booked like a lot of commercials those years. And then after that, I was like done. And then it's like constantly asking for more money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck you. Like, why? There's so much more non-union work out there.
They need to make a thing in there that says, like, that we're allowed to kind of be FICOR.
A lot of people go FICOR because it's like, here's all this non-union work that I could be booking. Obviously,
and you're
going to
say no.
But you say no because I'm proud of the union?
When I called them up and I talked to the people at SAG and I wanted to go to FICOR, they like were so trying to convince me not to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck does it matter to you? Like, that's the thing. That's why I don't like SAG.
Do you have friends that are actors, SAG, whatever, that like they will not get another job because they are an actor. Like they've worked maybe they worked for a year or two as a paid actor. They got health insurance
and then they're like set.
And now they're like I'm striking. I'm not working. People are like, I'm losing my house because there's nowhere. I'm like, go get a serving job. Go get an office job. Like there's nothing in this industry that's guaranteed that you're going to work as a writer or an actor or director or whatever. Like, that's the gamble of coming into this. So like, yeah, okay, we all bartend, serve, you know, work an office job. Go back and do it for the 6 months.
Exactly.
And then if you are a working actor, you'll probably have work in 6 months when this is over or whatever, you know? But there's people refusing to do that.
Like, that's what I'm below
bartending or whatever.
I hate that. That was like, that's lazy. My pet peeve is like when I meet a writer or someone and they, like when I'm dating or something, I find meet a guy who's a writer or something and he's like, doesn't have any other job. I'm like, so what, where's your income now? Like,
exactly. I don't understand that. I get it. Like, all right, you worked as a writer for 2 years or an actor. It's like, great, that's a great accomplishment, but it's like, do you want to be homeless? Do you want to be broke? Do you want to go into debt? Like, fucking go wait tables for me.
And most people in LA have like 5 jobs, so it's like, right. It's really not like, I say I'm unemployed, but like I still do property management, I still do like little things, but it's not enough to like keep me like my lifestyle,
right?
So
exactly.
It's like I definitely have some income, but like I work really hard just to live in LA.
Sure.
And I don't think people understand this. Like, if I could just get one of Tom's residual checks, then I'd be set.
Exactly.
But that's not gonna happen, so people need to understand that right. It's like I don't have any access to his bank account, so
but it's like, even like writers right now, like I just love the people, like I know plenty of people that haven't written a goddamn thing and they're out there striking. It's like, look at me,
they're not even in the union. And they're like, SAG writer or WGA, and I'm like, are you a union writer?
I think they just want to meet the Hollywood star.
They're never here. They're full of
so
shit.
Bad. And it's fucking
Fran Drescher and all them.
I mean, I thought about going down there and doing the podcast on like the side of the street and be like, you got nothing going on. You want to be an asshole on my show?
Right.
Yeah, you're an asshole for being here.
I know.
That's really funny. Yeah, no, I'm not going to sit in the sun and the rain.
No, exactly. Fuck that.
When I can just... I did vote, though. Mm-hmm. I did put that in the mail.
I agree. Everything that they're fighting for, and yes, it's important, the AI, you know... residuals with streaming, all that shit needs to be figured out for sure. But I'm not gonna go down there and fucking, it's like they've never done anything for me, so until I'm a working actor, then maybe I have a little bit of interest in supporting it. I don't know
if I sold a couple scripts, I'd be out there too, you know. If I was booking shit now,
I know,
you
know, I'm not even getting auditions that I deserve. Here we go again with what I deserve.
I'd rather sit here and do that. Like, then they were like, you can't even do podcasts. They were like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, but you can't promote like a show, I guess, that you're doing. But I was like when I first read that, I was like, oh, so you can't, I can't even
isn't
do that.
Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert,
they're all doing a podcast.
Yeah, they're doing a podcast, dude. There's something Five or whatever. But
Bill Maher.
But they're not allowed to, like, I think the rule was like they can't, like an actor can't go on and promote like a movie that's coming out. Like I forget who it was. Like someone tweeted out, like an actress was like, oh, here's the new movie that's coming out. And like they're not even supposed to do that or whatever. So they delete
it. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's just whatever they've worked on is just to be released, and it like is what it is, you know. So like even when Mission Impossible was coming out, Tom Cruise, like he wasn't supposed to like promote it at all. But I heard that they made some kind of like loophole for him or something.
I mean, there's so many. I've said this before, but I'm like, I've always wanted to be on like a dating reality show. Mm-hmm. Like, I tried out for The Bachelor a long time ago.
Have you tried
Date
out
your best thing? Friend's boyfriend?
I almost got selected, and really? They did not select me at the last second.
I'm gonna wait like 10 more. I'm gonna do the Golden Bachelor.
The Golden, that new one that's out.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's the
my
first
mom
time.
Almost did it.
I'm going to be on that in 10 years. Golden Bachelor.
He's 71. Awesome.
He's 71. Oh, wow. That's how old you got to be? 71.
And the women are like 60 to 70. It's amazing.
Then I got to wait a long time. All right.
Oh, they're close to his age?
Yeah.
You think they're 20-year-old girls? I need
he's
a dad.
He's like, oh, yeah,
daddy.
It's a real bachelor, but no, because
that's the way it should be. It's like usually the 70-year-old rich guy dating
it's age appropriate, I think. Oh man!
I'm trying to see if my mic is blocking me. There we go.
More camera time.
Yeah. Golden Bachelor.
Blush looks really
now. Will they do a Golden Bachelorette? You think?
That would be amazing too.
I don't know. I don't think anyone wants.
I don't
to
think
date
they
her.
Can find a lot of older men that are into whip it, like whip smart and like you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
They got energy.
Oh, really? That sounds a little,
sexist.
Yeah.
Against men when they get older.
I know, because women.
Well, I'm sure they'll see how the ratings are for this one and then decide.
I only have my mom to, like, you know, relate to, I guess, because she has such a good, like, such high energy and, like, would be able to, like.
Oh, my God. I would hate to.
It wouldn't
see
be
my...
like an old lady being like, nah, you know?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if your mom was on that show and then, like, some guy and, like, he's hooking up with one girl and then another girl? It's like, no, mom! What are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm so interested in.
The casting would be like, they'd have to find, like, a Jane Fonda or someone like that. You know, like a.
Well, they do. A lot of the women, they're, like, all in shape. They all have. Yeah. They're all, like, very stylish older women. Like, it's like, I'm excited to see if there's any drama, if they get, like,
there's that
upset.
Yeah, who's in that Jane Fonda? But there's one.
I wonder what
Planet of the Apes look girl, the poster.
I don't know who you're talking about.
She looks hot still. Like,
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. Look up Planet of the Apes.
All the 70-year-old women who are still
Planet of the Apes.
The reboot?
No, the first one. The one that was famous with the poster.
Oh, Charlton Heston?
No.
Yes. No, not him.
Not him, but no, hold on. Let me see.
But yes, that one.
Kim Hunter?
No, Planet.
Linda Harrison? I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking at the cast of the original Planet of the Apes. I don't know who you're talking about.
She was the mute. She didn't talk.
Yeah, she didn't talk.
She was hot.
She was the ape? No.
She was the mute ape.
She was a mute.
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
The adventures of the Golden Bachelor will be like, oh my God, today we're going to the doctor's office to get some results back.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, what are their activities going to be?
Exactly.
I think it's going to be like, he loves to play pickleball, the bachelor. He likes to play pickleball and he likes to play tennis and golf. So I think.
Where does it take place? Florida? Where
they Florida. They do it at the mansion here in Malibu or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's here.
I don't know.
Unless he's not from here. Where's he from? I don't know.
I have no clue.
I forget. Yeah. But yeah, my mom almost went on that too.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe reality TV is your calling.
I know.
You know?
Maybe.
We'll see what's next for Carly Reese. Well,
look, I'm really good at being myself and being honest.
Hey, being yourself is the most popular casting choice that's out now. I think everyone just wants you to be a version of who you are.
Yeah.
No more like, you know, everyone can act. You can act, you do the part, whatever, you know, but it's like the essence of like who you are, or like, you know, hosting, or, you know, playing a fictionalized version of you or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what's in now. And that's what everyone wants.
Absolutely.
So
a lot of these reality shows are starting to become kind of scripted, like the Housewives and stuff. Yep. But like, I don't know. It's so close to being an actor. Why? What's wrong with it?
And it's entertainment. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
So I hope nothing but great things come out of this.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but all right. Well, this has been a great, you know, podcast. Some great asshole stories.
That was the asshole story.
Some engaging information about claim to fame.
You guys don't think I'm an asshole now?
No.
You're very lovely. No. Is there?
You're like, I would never do that.
is there anything else you want to plug, Carly, while you're here? You have anything coming up? Are you doing any? Are you working on any shows or anything?
I have a parody that I'm gonna film soon, and so I'm gonna put that out there. It's about my time on the show, just kind of making fun of myself, basically, again, because I love doing parodies.
You doing a video for music with this guy over
that's
here?
That's literally what I just said.
That's the parody.
That's a parody. All right. I didn't know.
And we'll be able to find that on like YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. IG. And I'll post it on my Instagram. Right. It's Carly Reeves my Instagram.
At it's Carly Reeves is Carly's Instagram. All right, so you go follow her there.
I have a film on Amazon Prime. It's like really, it's kind of a small like indie film, but if you guys want to watch it, it's called Philophobia, or The Fear of Falling in Love.
Philophobia. All right, check that out.
That's on Amazon Prime. But other than that, I'm just kind of waiting for the next thing.
Follow Carly. Go check out the Claim to Fame season. Watch her meltdown in real time. Just follow her career. This is great stuff. Rob, what do you have going on? Anything?
I don't know when this is going to air, but I got a show tonight, and that's about it.
No one's going to hear that.
Carly wanted to go. She's like, That was an asshole. This part will
be it'll be this.
Your show? I couldn't make it. Sorry, it's tonight. I still can't make it.
She's gonna tell some customer.
I'll be at the Fourth Wall on Friday, 10 p.m. What is it? The 8th? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'll be there.
Right. Where's the Fourth Wall?
The Fourth Wall is fourth off wall. Of Hollywood.
It's next to the Third Wall.
I love that name.
Yeah, Fourth Wall.
Yeah.
It's a comedy club. It's right there on
Hollywood. We got comedy shows coming up. This will air next week, so they won't know about your show.
But
The I'm a Basshole show will be at the Bourbon
in October.
Room.
Yeah.
When is that going to happen? The Basshole live show will be at the Bourbon Room September 26th, I believe. Yes, it's a Tuesday. And then I think we're going to be back at the Hollywood Improv October 29th. So that's it, really. And we're going to be doing more episodes. So I don't know. CJ, what's Robot Killers doing? Anything?
No, just the podcast now.
And the segments podcast. Go check that out.
Segments podcast on Apple Podcasts. I don't know how to advertise my own shit.
Check out that. Segments features. It's pretty much CJ and Rob, right? And
then, you caught me off guard. Guess. Here, Rob, can you plug it?
Forget it. Go follow it.
It's the worst.
All right.
He messaged me saying, hey, could you message my cousin about going on the show?
I know. The voice from Coco.
But then he's like, she's the voice for Coco. He's like, could you tell her what the podcast is about and where we're going to. I'm like, can't you fucking tell her? Like, why do I need to be involved in this? She's laughing. It's like, you don't understand. And he's like, no, man. I need you to message her. I'm like, it's your fucking podcast, too. He's like, could you tell her what the podcast is about?
Yeah, you gotta pitch it.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
All right. Let's wrap this up. CJ, aren't you supposed to be at work right now?
Yeah, I was gonna wrap it up right at the 30 mark. But you got two minutes, buddy.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for joining the podcast. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
Thank you.
Good times.
Yeah, thanks,
guys. Make
me.
Sure you check out Basshole Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.